Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, November 11th, 2020. Stand up for your country. Happy Veterans Day to not only the vets, but every American. We are all in it together, even though it doesn't seem like that right now. It's true. And we'll do a little bit of veteran stuff toward the end of the broadcast, but interesting things that I think you'll want to hear about. All right, let's start with the election chaos update, the ECU. Election chaos update every day, right? Okay, let me just give you the basics of where we stand now so that you have some basis of thought on what you think might happen. So there are a number of lawsuits being filed by the Trump administration. We know that, okay? The popular vote now stands 77 million for Joe Biden, 72 million for Donald Trump. Now, that's a 5 million plurality. You can't just all write it off to California, but you take California out and it's pretty close. So a poll from Politico, you know, it's not accurate, but I'll give it to you anyway. Since 70% of Americans don't believe the election was free and fair. I'd say it's probably 85% of Republicans don't believe it's free and fair. I said that was the number. And then there's another poll in Reuters, which is a news service. And Reuters has been wrong every poll they've ever done. So I'm only giving you this for what they call amusement purposes. So Reuters says 8 in 10 Americans say Biden won. Well, if 70% of Republicans believe it's a fraud election, which is what Politico says, then how can 80% say Biden won? Because the fraud people were going, well, we want it adjudicated. So it doesn't make sense. Doesn't stack up. None of them do. You know, once in a while, I'm going to use a poll for entertainment purposes, but I will never, and I never have, you know that, take them as fact, ever. It's a corrupt industry. So the new lawsuit today is filed in federal court by the Trump administration, and it says that Michigan, all right, should stop its certification of the election. Now, in Michigan, Biden won by 145,000 votes. So the Trump administration says there were irregularities in tabulation of those votes. And it's going to present the evidence in a federal court. So it's asking the federal judges, and this could go to the Supreme Court, all right, stop the certification in Michigan. Pretty heavy. I don't believe that lawsuit is going to prevail. I don't even think it'll get to the Supreme Court. And I'll tell you why in a moment. In North Carolina, they finally have certified a winner. And that is Senator Tillis. Still, I haven't given it to Trump. Trump leads by 72,000 votes in North Carolina with 99%. So why are they not calling it? All right, why are they not saying? Because the North Carolinians are trying to rehabilitate some mail-in votes that they don't know what they are. Why? Just throw them away. If you can't tell what the votes are, if they're not done properly, throw them away. You don't hold it up. But anyway, North Carolina is going to go to Trump. Tillis is in. And in Alaska, which absolutely can't count the votes, they finally gave up and said, all right, Trump wins and the Republican senator wins in Alaska. They just gave up, we can't count them, but Trump wins.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Okay, here is an amazing story, and I don't use that word lightly, and it's unreported largely. You know Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, right? Put her picture up there. Let's take a look at her. She just won re-election. She is part of the squad, the far left, Ocasio-Cortez, these people. She represents the western part of Minneapolis and suburbs there. Now, she won fairly easily in her district, because there are many foreign-born people in her district. I guess that's why, because she is a loon. But she may be a corrupt loon. Maybe. Listen to this. So in order to run for Congress or Senate or anything else, you need millions of dollars. You get those dollars from you, all right, from the folks. They're called campaign donations. You send your money to politicians you like, and they run, buy TV ads, hire staff, do what they do. Okay. So during this election cycle, Miss Omar, Congresswoman Omar, paid her husband $2.8 million because her husband runs an outfit called E Street Group. All right, his name is Tim Minette. E Street is in Washington, D.C. E Street Group. It's a political consulting firm. She takes the campaign donations, hires Tim, her husband, and pays Tim $2.8 million. And it's all legal. It's all legal. All right. The federal anti-nepotism statute does not block family members from getting paid for campaign work. You can do it. She did it. $2.8 million to Tim. Now, are you going to hear that? You going to read that in New York Times? See that in Washington Post? No. So who is benefiting from the $2.8 million? Could it be Congresswoman Omar? She's married to Tim. They got $2.8 million of the money donated for her campaign. Now, they had I'm sure Tim pays them salaries and generously pays himself. But that money comes right back to her. Get it? Unbelievable. You hear about that? Have you heard about that? A word about it? Omar won with 65% of the vote in Minneapolis. Her opponent got 26%. Back with the final thought in a moment.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, final thought of the day. I want to thank again all the new premium concierge members to BillO'Reilly.com, all the new viewers to The First TV. watching us in a variety of formats. Roku, I thought that was a Japanese restaurant, but it's not. It's, you can watch us there, and Amazon Prime, I think, and Pluto, something like that. Anywhere, we're everywhere. Millions of people. I never in a million years thought an internet news service would have millions of viewers, but we do. It's incredible. Tomorrow, I'm going to tell you why, as the corporate media collapses before our eyes. That's going to be featured heavily tomorrow. We'll see you then.